The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line covers the Lakers. For SB Nation, it's Silver Screen and Roll. He's Christian Rivas. Hey, Christian, what's going on?
How you doing today? I'm doing all right.
Doing all right, bro. So listen, your Lakers making their season debut tonight as they'll take on the Blazers, and it'll be the first regular season game. Some guy named LeBron James plays as an L.A. Laker. How big is the reaction going to be?
Who is that you said? LeBron James? I've never heard of him. Is he supposed to be good at basketball?
He's supposed to be decent, you know, not too bad. I hear they're going to start him.
Oh, okay. Well, the reaction I've heard so far has been nothing but great. I mean, obviously you get a guy of his caliber to come play for a team that won 35 games last year. Their record's going to improve. The biggest question with him this season is going to be, you know, how he fits with the young guys, the steps the young guys take, and how that weird mix of veterans they put together is going to mesh.
Now, you've got a weird mix of veterans is the nicest way you could explain that. Rajon Rondo, Lance Stephenson, Michael Beasley. It's an interesting cast of characters, to say the least. That being said, how much time do you expect those guys to get? You know, Lonzo's been banged up and coming back from knee surgery. Josh Hart has been dealing with a hamstring. Brandon Ingram's got a quad. How much do you expect the young kids to play, and how much is the interesting veteran ensemble going to go?
Well, I think Ingram and Kuzma are going to get really as much playing time as they got last year, if not more for at least Ingram. I think Lonzo's playing time he gets is going to be dependent on how he fits on the court with Rondo, because Lonzo played a little off ball at UCLA. He played more of like a two guard at UCLA next to Aaron Holiday. And if he can replicate that success with the Lakers, with Rondo, he's going to be on the court a lot. I mean, he's not at 100% health yet. He still needs to get his rhythm back. But in the limited, and I'm talking very limited sample size, they played Rondo, Lonzo, and LeBron on the court together. The ball movement was phenomenal. It looked really good. It depends on how he fits, if he can get his three-point shot to fall, or if even Rondo, who's become, you know, something that resembles a reliable three-point shooter over the past 2 years.
And that's a big deal for Rondo, because that's a guy whose career is built on not being able to shoot. But, you know, Lonzo, with him, I mean, I think he's always been a gifted passer. I think he's always been terrific at that. He's a great rebounder for a guard. He plays terrific defense. Is it, you know, is the shot pretty much everything? You know, if his shot is fixed, that he's going to roll a lot more. And how much patience do you think they give him with being able to demonstrate that he can be a reliable shooter?
You know, I think you know, the front office didn't go after Rajon Rondo because he's a shooter. I think what they're really looking for Rondo is, one, to be an extension of the coaching staff on the court, because you hear from players, coaching staffs that have worked with Rondo, and he's always yapping on the court, and it's not just trash talking. He's telling players where they need to be, reading defensive sets before they even happen. I mean, he's a really, really high basketball IQ player, and that's why LeBron James loves playing with him. And I think more than anything, that's what the Lakers are looking for from Rondo. I think the shooting is just, you know, sprinkles on the cake, if you will. I think if he can get his shot to fall maybe 35% on three attempts per game, that's golden. And I think that's all they're looking for him.
Yeah, Christian, a couple of weeks ago, Lance Stephenson had said that he never had a conversation with LeBron James about the whole blowing in his ear type of thing. And he said, you know, I just did it because, you know, he's LeBron. He's the best. And I was trying absolutely anything I could think of to get him off his game. He said they've never spoken about it. To your knowledge, has that changed? And do you think at some point in the season that relationship is going to get, let's say, funky?
To my knowledge, no. They haven't spoken about it yet. And Lance, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask about, because I still don't get that signing, especially for the money they give him. I don't understand the Lance Stephenson signing. I'm more concerned about the on-the-court fit than the dynamic he brings off the court. I mean, we've already heard comments from Brandon Ingram saying that of all the veterans that they take advice from, Lance Stephenson's the least likely one that they take advice from because, and I quote, he's a little too crazy. So I think the locker room understands what Lance Stephenson is off the court. If LeBron James gave the okay from the front office before they signed off on it, I think that's a good sign. But, I mean, that they know what they're getting off the court, and I'd be surprised if he's on the team past February with what he's shown in preseason.
A little more to the point you just made there about, you know, LeBron being okay with Lance. None of these guys, Rondo, Stephenson, Beasley, none of these guys were signed. Like, everybody had the okay of LeBron James, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think Rondo, well, what Magic Johnson sold LeBron James when he pitched him the Lakers was playing with a group of versatile players. He wasn't going to surround LeBron James with specialists, because LeBron James had shooters in Cleveland. And while they were successful in doing that, I think, you know, what Magic went into the meeting was that LeBron James wanted something new, something fresh. So they went out and got, you know, a defensive point guard, which, in my opinion, is more reputation as of late than anything, in Rajon Rondo. But he's a really high basketball IQ guy. They got a crafty offensive player that can rebound, pass the ball, and Michael Beasley. And Lance Stephenson, in theory, can do a little bit of everything. But again, I haven't seen it. What really interested me was the fact that a report came out today that at last year's trade deadline, LeBron James was so impressed with Michael Beasley that he actually requested the Cavaliers trade for him at the deadline. So, I mean, that further buys into the idea that LeBron signed off on each and every single one of these guys, even the ones that don't make sense to, you know, the casual fan.
Yeah, and Beasley is one of those guys. Look, Beasley can score on anybody. Now, the defense, that's a totally different story. But Michael Beasley can put it in the hole as good as anybody. It's just he's had, you know, his issues. But terrific scorer, yeah. Very efficient scorer as well. Now, you mentioned about, you know, LeBron and the point guard situation. LeBron used to bring the ball up almost all the time in Cleveland. I mean, he was their primary ball handler. Lonzo can handle the ball. Rajon Rondo's got handles. Will they ask LeBron to be point forward, you know, the overwhelming majority of the time, or will they kind of rotate it around and let him not have to have that responsibility all the time?
You know, I'd hope it's the latter, because the biggest issue that came in coming into the season was that the Lakers don't have shooters. Where are they going to get their offense from? And when you have LeBron James with the ball in his hand creating shots for others, you're going to have guys that are getting open looks. But if they're getting open looks but they're not making shots, it doesn't make sense. So if you have, like you said, Lonzo, Rondo, two very gifted playmakers, setting up plays for LeBron James, who is as dominant as an offensive player as we've ever seen, especially as of late with his three-point shooting. You have a complete offensive player at your arsenal with, two guys that were in the top 10 assists, three if you include LeBron James last season. And I think to a lesser degree, Brandon Ingram adds a dynamic to that as well, because he's also a gifted playmaker for his position, and I think we'll see that a lot out of him playing with LeBron James.
Talking with Christian Rivas, Silver Screen and Roll covers the Lakers for SB Nation. Now, Christian, one of the things that you said earlier that I want to get back to was you were talking about, will Stevenson still be on the team after the All-Star break? Because of, he hasn't played very well in the preseason. Is that a situation where you could see, if there was to be an issue with Brandon Ingram, that they'd just play LeBron and Kuzma or LeBron and Beasley at the same time and just go with it?
Yeah, I think the one thing the front office has shown, the front office of Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka, that is, since they've taken over, is that they are not afraid to improve the roster by any means necessary. I mean, one of Rob Pelinka's first moves as general manager was trading former number two overall pick D'Angelo Russell for cap space, and they let Julius Randle walk for nothing. They renounced his rights and let him be an unrestricted free agent because they think they can be players in free agency next year, and if not next year, the following summer. So I think if they see an opportunity to improve the team now and get LeBron James and the Lakers closer to a championship, they won't hesitate. Now, I know they really, really like Brandon Ingram. They like their complementary pieces and Josh Hart and Kyle Kuzma, who have shown that they're real NBA players heading into only their second year of their contract, rookie deals. Lonzo Ball is the biggest question mark to me. His fit with LeBron James, just from a shooting standpoint, is probably the biggest concern for me. But like I said, if either of those guys don't show any signs of promise, which I don't see happening, the front office won't hesitate to look to improve the roster.
All right. How much laughter behind the scenes is there that the Lakers actually made a deal with the Cavaliers last year that allowed them to have the cap space to sign LeBron James this year?
Yeah, not only that, they gave him the cap space to sign LeBron James
and
a first-round pick, which I think isn't talked about enough. They got a first back in that deal. It's insane, but, Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka have shown since they've come here that as much criticism as they got for not having any front office experience, they've managed, I think, pretty well.
Christian, what's the realistic expectation for this team this year?
Improvement. Playoffs, I think. The Western Conference is stacked. I think very few teams got better this offseason. I mean, the Lakers are obviously one of them because they added LeBron James.
Did you see how good the Rockets looked last night? Boy, they look improved.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. And a lot of teams got worse. I mean, you mentioned the Rockets lost perimeter defense, and they replaced, Trevor Ariza and Luka Mbamute with Carmelo Anthony. You have the Portland Trail Blazers who lost some key rotation pieces. And whatever's going on in Minnesota, who knows what's going to happen there. I think the Lakers are in a good position to make the playoffs. It's just when they get it's about where they finish, and if they get past the first round, can they get past that upper echelon of Western Conference teams? And I think with the current roster they have now, it's going to be very, very hard for them, even with LeBron James on the roster.
Christian Rivas covers the Lakers for SB Nation at Silver Screen and Roll. You can follow that that part of SB Nation at Lakers SBN. Christian, you got a personal Twitter out there as well?
Yeah, I do. You can give me a follow at @Rivas. My screen name will pop up as Christian Rivas because I am feeling the Steve Mikhailu fever in Los Angeles.
Christian Rivas with SB Nation covering the Lakers. Buddy, lots of great info, man. We'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Christian Rivas, SB Nation, Silver Screen and Roll, covering the Lakers. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays on the inside line. BetDSI.com.